Hey, everybody, it's Lisa Lampanelli, the Queen of Maine, and you know what? I got my own podcast. Yeah, does everyone have one? Pretty much, but mine's different because I'm going to help you like I help myself. Get Stuffed with Lisa Lampanelli every week is going to teach you how to have the fabulous life that I have. If you don't listen, you're just stupid and don't want to help yourself, so don't even listen. I don't even want you to. But if you do, if you disobey my orders and listen, you can go to feralaudio.com or download it from iTunes. But again, don't listen. I don't even care.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. Is making the Pink Floyd noises again.
Make sure you get those.
Pink Floyd
one
album.
Time my stomach made the Facebook chat noise.
What?
I thought I had a chat coming in, but it was just my stomach.
Is that going, legit? Bleep. If we're really going to talk about that, one time my stomach like made a noise like aliens were inside of it, and I was scared for a long
time.
That's
scared because if you watch those movies, that's where the aliens hide.
I just realized that I don't hear anything in my headphones. Is that okay? Are these
pointless? Are we going? I hope we got that, because that...
Yeah, I hope we got it. I can hear when you do that touchy thing. Yeah. No.
Esther's a diva. If she doesn't get her headphones, she'll throw cough in my face.
Last week I didn't have them.
Keep talking.
Testing. Hey there, you guys. This is Esther Pavitsky talking to you with my new blue glitter iPhone case that I made my boyfriend buy for me because we were in a fight at the Grove.
Are you getting anything?
No, I'm not getting anything.
We can just go no headphones.
No,
that's pretty cool, though.
It's a button.
Except if you're in your car, it's like everyone's going to see that you're on your phone.
Well, I would never do that in my car. I just do...
I don't know. What are you allowed to do here?
You're not allowed to touch your phone.
Because I've been driving with it with the GPS in my lap.
That's
and then
okay.
When I get a phone call, I do it and then I put it on speaker and I'm just yelling at my phone
that's
in my lap.
That's okay. That's what I do.
All right, cool.
But you can't, if you have it like this, that's not okay.
Do you, I'm looking down a lot and then when I look up, I have to slam on the brakes a lot. Is that bad? I'm not used to driving. I don't like it. I don't like all this driving.
There we go.
Hey,
we're
there
here.
We are. I don't like driving, except you should see this sweet Fiat they gave me.
A Fiat?
At the rental place.
You're driving a Fiat?
Yeah,
fucking J-Lo.
I really hate it. Does J-Lo drive a Fiat?
Right? Am I wrong? Is it French, right? That's the thing that J-Lo...
It's Italian.
Wait, but the sound is like crunchy. Okay.
Yeah, can you lower the crunch button? Turn down the crunch
Dustin,
knob.
Dustin, do you want coffee in your face or what? Okay.
Did you really throw coffee at him?
No.
You can't be like a big diva with a podcast unless, I don't know how much you guys are getting paid for this podcast.
We get paid a million per app.
I'm one of the only...
Yeah.
I'm one of the only people I know that we get paid for our podcast.
You do?
Yeah, because we go through this... studio that is like privately funded, and I don't even think anybody listens to it, and they're gonna run out of money. But in the meantime, is only about, our podcast is all about butts, too.
What?
It's just about butts.
It's not crunching. It sounds good.
Dustin.
I'm serious.
I like it.
Okay, good. Fine. Good. It's a little, like, weird.
You can just go like this. Like, it's just too, what do you have to hear in the monitors? Like, you can hear me, right?
All right. Get Adam out of here, you guys.
Am I?
Adam, we're going to bring in the next guest.
How many guests are you doing today?
Just you. I have to go after this. Okay, I guess we're going to do no headphones. Adam's going to have to drop his attitude.
Yeah, but I could hear me and you and all the direction.
It was
the
crunchy. It was tinny and crunchy.
What do you mean by crunchy? When I hear crunch, because I play guitar, and for crunch, it's like distortion and heaviness.
I just realized that I can't take you seriously because you look like a friendly young Norman Bates, and it's like, I just want to like watch you become an evil murderer and like wear your mom's clothes.
That should make you take me really seriously.
I guess that's true, but it's like there's something cute about
it. If I'm the type that would turn into a murderer, you should start taking me very seriously.
But it's cute.
Yeah?
It's really cute.
And that's how he murdered everybody.
Do you hit on girls ever? I know you have a girlfriend, but do you ever hit on girls?
Only in the most non-threatening...
Like how?
non-threatening, friendly ways.
Like what?
Like the pretend you're nervous around them until they think it's cute enough that you think you have, that I think I have a chance.
That's okay. That's cute.
That's my technique.
That could
like,
be
like, oh, I'm so nervous around you, but here's all these, but I'm going to say all these interesting things.
Like what's an interesting
thing? No, I don't have interesting things.
Do you have facts that you pull up?
No, do I
Pluto is not a planet.
Yeah, but everybody knows that.
Right. That's true.
Imagine trying to hit on a girl with, hey, Pluto's not a planet. That's not going to get you very far. I don't really hit on girls.
I'm friendly,
and most girls I meet are, I guess, after shows and stuff, so it's always very friendly.
They come to you.
Yeah.
I was at the gas station just now because I was running out of gas. And
you got surrounded by hot firemen.
Totally. No, it was humiliating. I realized it's humiliating to be a girl wearing makeup and a cute outfit. This isn't really a cute outfit, but and to have to pump your own gas. I can't. It's like humiliating.
Do you like?
Everyone at the gas station should be really ugly. Mm-hmm. You should not, like, if you're at the gas station, you want to hide any sort of attractive qualities you have.
When I pump gas in the Fiat that I'm renting, I bend over the hood and make my butt stick out.
You must, people just love you here. They just eat you up.
This is only my second.
Were you at the club in West Hollywood for Lady Gaga's lyric video?
Nope.
With all the other
when was
adorable
that?
Dudes?
So, like, a casting call for that?
No,
how would I have known to go to
you
that?
You just sort of had to know about it on Twitter.
Oh. No, I don't follow Lady Gaga on Twitter.
You should.
I couldn't even name a Lady Gaga song. I'm
That's
very
insane.
Bad about
it. That's, you guys, can we get the next guest in here? Adam.
Is that a running
Thank
joke
you,
on
Adam
here?
Newman.
Is that a running joke to kick the guest
out? By the way, Adam Newman,
stuff?
Who we have here, is really adorable. He looks like Norman Bates, and he was on David Letterman recently, right?
Yeah.
What else do we know about you? We met in Montreal.
We did Montreal together.
Yay, he lives in New York. What else? Tell me some facts.
Facts. I ride a motorcycle.
No,
you don't. That's a chick magnet.
You do not ride a motorcycle. You look like the opposite of someone that rides.
Yeah,
you
no one
like
thinks
you,
that. I
like,
do.
Ride kites.
I ride
Fly
kites.
That
would be so much easier to get around if you could ride a kite. I think that's the interesting thing about me, Esther, is that.
Around New York City?
Yeah, around New York City. But I do a lot
Can
of things that I don't look the part for, I think.
Like what?
Like, I ride a motorcycle. I'm a huge metal guy with music.
Yeah,
big
you gotta
into,
take
big
that
into metal.
Polo off. You gotta get...
I am wearing a polo.
Some spiked necklaces.
But again, I don't look the part. I go to see Cannibal Corpse. I go see Slayer. I go see... all these weird, obscure doom metal bands that I like, but
Why?
I don't look that part
how
at all.
This, how did you become this way?
I don't know.
Your
I just like
goyish
I was born
looks
this way.
And charms. Born This Way, Lady Gaga song.
Really? Is that a Lady Gaga song?
He
okay,
got
I know
it.
One
we
Lady
can keep
Gaga
him.
Song.
You stay.
It's the only Lady. I only know that because I was in a friend's web series. Do you know hilarious LA comedian Brent Sullivan?
I don't.
He's funny. Him and this other guy, Elliot Glazer, who also is a very funny guy, they did a web series called It Gets Better-ish, which is, I don't really, I don't, this is a funny web series, but we did an episode where we were like Lady Gaga fans, and I was
so
dressed.
So you do know Lady Gaga
stuff. Well, I was dressed as a, they basically just put me in drag and said you're a Lady Gaga fan. Do Lady Gaga fans dress in drag?
They do, and that is, yes.
I was a little monster.
Yes, I have little monster socks. I am a real little, you're a faker, I'm a real little monster.
I played
I've
a little
met
monster
Lady Gaga,
for a web series.
I've gone to two of her concerts in one night.
Really?
Yeah, I'd go see your
concert.
You would.
I really want to go see, I like going to bad, that's the only, I like going to bad concerts. I've seen Rod Stewart live.
That's amazing. How was that? I love Rod Stewart.
Okay, this is going to sound like I'm making this story up. I saw Rod Stewart live.
You liar.
And that's it. That's the biggest part that's a lie. I saw him at Phillips Arena in Atlanta, and we, like, my friend, like, won tickets on the radio. And so we went, and it's like a huge arena, and our free tickets are way in the back of the arena. And then everyone who bought tickets is all in, like, the front part of the arena, and it's not sold out. So for whatever reason, the whole middle section of the arena is empty. It was a very weird concert. And all of a sudden, the lights go
there's
out.
There's no middle class.
There's
Rod
like no
Stewart
yeah,
fans.
Yeah. There's no one that bought like
either
the,
poor or
the
rich.
$30 tickets. But so, the lights go out, and the announcer got on the PA system and goes, "Rod Stewart is in the building," and everyone flipped out. And then he goes, and he's signing his balls. And we were like, what?
What?
This is the part that you're going to think sounds fake, because we were like, what? And then the screen came on, right, at Phillips Arena, and there's a camera on Rod Stewart backstage signing soccer balls with, like, a Sharpie. And it was just a really weird way of and then they did, like, a bunch of clips of him playing football, soccer, whatever, I guess when he was younger. But it's just a really weird way of doing that. Like, he didn't say it like it was a joke, but he literally said he's signing his balls, which is a very weird way of putting that. And then they put the screen on, so it's the wrong order of doing it. And then Rod Stewart came out, and everyone flipped out, and he started kicking soccer balls into the crowd. And the worst part was that all the soccer balls were just going into that middle area where nobody was sitting, and the security wouldn't let people leave their sections, so the soccer balls are just landing in the middle of nobody.
That is so dumb. Wait, yeah. Why? So wait, why did you go to this concert? Just because it was free?
My friend won free. Yeah, raisins.
Were you a kid, a child?
I was in high school.
Okay,
17.
That's sort of arguably way worse. Because when you're 17, you should be like, I'm too cool for that, and you still went.
Well, my friend called me and goes, hey, do you want to see Rod Stewart? And I was like, no, definitely not. And then he was like, but I won free tickets on the radio. And then we were all like, yeah, let's go.
Did you buy a t-shirt?
No, I didn't.
Did you get a signed ball?
No, he couldn't kick them far enough.
Are we getting the Pink Floyd album noises that my stomach is making? We're not. Okay.
Which album is your stomach?
Is there an album called The Wall?
Yeah.
Okay, that one. I don't know the other ones. Are you into Pink Floyd, too?
Yeah, I like Pink
Despite
Floyd.
Your
I'm a big
adorable...
Animals is my favorite Pink Floyd album.
Okay, I don't know any Pink Floyd music. I just, you know, a guy I dated liked Pink Floyd, and then
But you have, like, a sound in your head that matches what's going on in your stomach right
no,
now.
No, actually.
We should mic your stomach.
Yeah, can we get a mic on my stomach? I'm just kidding. Dustin's looking at me like, just
did you get,
get
were you
away.
Recording earlier when I said my stomach one time made the Facebook chat noise? I'd love to get that on a podcast.
We got that, right, Dustin?
All right.
We're keeping it. Okay. But we didn't get that I had the story of how I got my iPhone case, right? That's a...
What's more interesting, the story of how you got your iPhone case or why your stomach's making those noises?
Well, my stomach is making these noises because I just started drinking coffee for the first time.
Oh, that is going to come out of your butt.
No, I'm fine. It's just because I haven't eaten yet.
No, coffee...
I know that coffee makes you shit. I've already taken care of that part. It's just the fact that because... Coffee makes me not that hungry. It's still early in the day. I haven't eaten yet. And so my stomach is asking for food, but my mind is asking for beauty. Mm. So there's a battle.
Are you starving yourself?
I'm not starving. I'm not hungry at all, but my stomach is making noise like it might be. No, I'll eat.
You're not supposed to fill it up with liquids and no... So I don't know anything about
this. I can tell that you don't.
I haven't eaten yet. I ate a fiber bar out of a vending machine in a parking garage today. That's why I've eaten so far.
So the day is going great?
Yeah. Whenever I'm here, they make me run around to all over.
Imagine that, by the way, every day.
Is it like that every day?
Every day. Yesterday, I had to drive to Culver City, and it was an
Is this stuff
awful.
That people complain about here? I drove from Culver City to Burbank.
This is what I complain about in Snapchats to my friends.
Yeah.
I don't complain about it openly on podcasts
Snapchat
like I am
Snapchat was
right
where
now.
You posted like dick pics.
Okay, I get
I don't know anything about Snapchat.
I've talked about this in like every meeting I've had this week. Snapchat.
Well, I do a bit on stage where I ask if people send dick pics. And then I get into a thing, but people always yell Snapchat, and I've never checked it out before.
Snapchat is like, it could be for that because the pictures disappear,
yeah.
But it's just for fun stuff, like a lot of selfies.
What else? What other pictures would you want to disappear?
It's just about sending a photo.
And it just happens to disappear.
Yeah, you don't need to, so you don't have to save it. If you want to screenshot it, you can, but that's against the rules. It's like bad etiquette.
Dick pics are against the rules?
No, to screenshot and Snapchat. You'll get a notification if your friend screenshots, and that's bad etiquette.
If it's a dick pic or a nude picture or something, that getting to save that far outweighs a threat from Snapchat, a bad etiquette.
Your friend is going to know, or your girlfriend, or the
12-year-old
girl that you're Snapchatting with is going to know that you took a screenshot. And then they're going to be like, what the fuck's your problem?
But it's already too late at that point.
Yeah, it is too late, but now you're a jerk. And now you're not going to get any more pictures. Get it?
Yeah, but now you have one permanently.
Why?
And they better send more pictures, otherwise I'm going to upload this to Tumblr, which is very permanent.
Okay, so we have a Snapchat blackmail artist here in the studio
today. I'm not on Snapchat.
Can we get the cops in here? No, this is bullshit.
Snapchat police?
I'm not.
Do you send? Have you ever sent any
I don't do
sketchy
nudie
pictures?
Stuff.
I've never sent any
I'm not
sketchy
into
pictures.
Nudie stuff.
You're not into nudity?
No, it would take way too many tries to get the right one, and I just don't have that time or effort.
Yeah, sure.
I've had friends defriend me on Snapchat.
Oh, it's
that's
like a you like friends and stuff on it?
Yeah.
I'm not getting into another one of those. I've done stand-up naked. Have you ever done stand-up naked?
I mean, that's crazy. What?
I did that like 6 months into doing comedy. They do a show. I think it started in Boston, and then they moved it. They do it in New York. They did it monthly. I don't know if they still do it, the Naked Comedy Showcase. Rob O'Reilly's in L.A. now, right?
I don't know.
He's another L.A. comedian.
I don't know everyone.
He used to host it. How come I know more LA comedians than you do?
You don't, first of all. You've named three.
I've named some that have done stuff.
I've never heard of these people. They're not probably in my scene of darkness.
Rob O'Reilly rides a motorcycle.
I'm not into motorcycle riding.
Oh.
I think it's scary and dangerous. I like my brains in my head and not on the sidewalk.
You know what people don't talk about in LA that I thought everybody was going to talk about? Nobody talks about what kind of cars they drive.
Yeah.
Is that like a sensitive subject?
No.
Or is that like asking like how much money do you make? Is that what it's like?
It's just like why would you talk about it? It's like pointless.
But like in New York, have you spent a lot of time in New York?
I've spent a little time.
Okay. In New York, like... the only thing people talk about is, like, what train did you take? How did you get here? I took the R, and then I had to transfer to the L, and then I had to transfer to the G. It's, like, that's all anyone talks about. So, for whatever reason, I moved here. I'd, like, run into friends.
Move here?
No.
Okay.
No. But, like, every friend I run into who lives here now, I'll see him at a show, and I will have just gotten out of my car, and I'll be like, oh, so you're living here. How's it going? What kind of car do you have? It's, like, the first thing. And I'm not a car guy. I don't know anything about cars.
No,
I just am curious what people...
That's
it's always
weird.
A lot of Nissan Altimas I'm finding.
I don't know. I don't know.
What kind of car do you drive?
I'm a Toyota Camry.
All right. I think my dad used to have one of those.
It is my dad's.
Yeah, it's like a dad car. My dad's been loyal to Toyota ever since I was a kid. I don't know why.
Mine was too, but he recently switched to the Accord when he had to give me his Camry.
Honda.
Switched to Honda. We don't talk about what car we drive.
That's interesting.
Similarly,
it says
we'll
a
talk
lot about you. That you know
how we got there. Like I took Sunset to Crescent.
Yeah, I don't know enough about that.
Right.
I do want to know, like, how you get places. Like, do you have a GPS? Do you keep your phone in your lap? Do you know how to get places? Do you print out MapQuest? I do want to know how people get places.
Can I tell you right now, I'm so glad you asked this.
This is interesting to me.
I use an app that has changed the way that my life goes about itself in LA. I use an app called Waze. Have you heard of it?
Nope.
Waze. It was invented by someone in Israel. So, hello, Jew.
Uh-huh. Are you Jewish?
I'm half Jewish, so I'm not Jewish. It's called Waze, and I almost don't want to tell people about it because I want it to be my own thing, but it's really, Google bought it for like $1 billion.
Yeah, but if other people have it, no one's going to take it from you.
Here's what it does. It tells you how to get places. It's like your GPS, mm-hmm. but it like gives you secret ways so that you don't deal with traffic.
Secret ways.
Yeah, W-A-Z-E.
Yeah, I get it now.
People, if you have traffic issues, get Waze. It's free.
Is the slogan, ride the Waze?
There's no slogan yet, but I could put you in touch with the creative director, and we'll see if we can make a deal.
I really want to write slogans.
What are some other slogan companies?
Name a company, and we'll come up with one.
Skechers.
Skechers. Skechers are, I don't know. I don't like
Dairy
those.
Queen.
Etch-a-Skechers. No, I'm just punning names now. Dairy Queen. Be the queen of your own dairy.
Is it? I've been getting.
They're not going to be good.
I've been getting into this.
I just wanted to be the guy. I just wanted to say I came up with it.
Right. There's a lot of pride there.
Really, I think the goal is to come up with the worst one and then claim credit for it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's like...
Like if it's like Dairy Queen, be the queen of your own dairy. And everyone's like, that sucks. And I'd be like, I came up with it. I would get a certain joy out of that.
There is something to be said for like doing something great, but not being great. Like I always feel like if I'm a successful actress, I will feel so good about it because I'm not even that hot. Like that, like you can, like if you can overcome stuff and still be great...
I mean, I feel like that. Do you not? I don't know how you feel. Again, we've only known each other for a little bit, but like, there's some part of me that every comedy thing I get, I feel like, holy shit. Like, I feel like I kind of scammed something. I'm like, I'm not that good.
I'm really fighting that feeling.
Yeah.
Really. It's funny you bring that up.
Letterman fucked with me. I was like, there's no way I'm good enough to be on Letterman. Like, this is like beyond like the big goals that I had.
Yeah, I gotta say, I didn't feel that way when I did Ferguson, but that's probably makes some sense. I totally get that feeling. I think everyone feels that way, at least I hope, because I feel that a lot.
Yeah,
a lot. I've been getting into the conversation a lot lately of, like, New York versus L.A., because I have a friend in New York that is constantly reminding me that he does 4 shows a night, and, like, it's way better.
That's the thing that would keep me from moving here the most.
You do a lot of shows in New York?
Yeah, 3, 4, 5 shows a night is pretty normal.
That's crazy.
But you know what, though? When I'm here, they send you on, like, meetings and auditions and all that stuff, and that's, like, few. And there is that in New York, but it's a lot fewer and far in between. But if I was here, I'd be really anxious.
Yeah, I think that's...
About not doing stand-up.
That's how I'm starting to really feel.
How much stand-up do you do a night here?
Like...
Or a week, I guess.
Yeah, I People would say 5 like, times a week.
That's not awful.
It's not awful,
When you're starting, I think that's awful, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I think your first few years, it should be, you know, between 10 and 20 a week.
Yeah.
But I think after you've figured out what you're doing a little bit, then 5 a week is
I'm
not
doing a cool show
amount.
Tonight. That I'm excited about, but this won't be out. But it's
well. What was it?
It was the baby talk show at Meltdown Comics. That's run by Dan Levy.
Oh, cool!
And it was me, Dan Levy, BJ Novak, and another one of Dan Levy's friends.
How'd it go? How'd you do?
It was great. It was really fun, and I'm psyched about it.
That's really good.
I think it's time in the podcast where we do a little thing called Hot Chick of the Week.
Okay.
So get ready. Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, this week's Hot Chick of the Week is Raquel Pomplin. I know her name is weird. Sorry, Raquel. But her Instagram name is R-P-O-M-P-L-U-N. And I know I keep doing this, but she was a Playmate of the Year. And that's sort of like cheating because it should be just a regular girl.
So is Hot Chick of the Week on your podcast like a step backwards from that?
What do you mean? Yeah.
I don't mean to shit on your podcast.
She should have got Hot Chick of the Week before she got Playmate of the Year.
This is like getting new getting faces after you've already done
Letterman. It's just you. Or it's like getting Letterman after, or getting Ferguson after you've been Letterman. Mm-hmm. So if that ever happens to you.
I would love to do Ferguson. But if I did Ferguson now, I would be so much less nervous about it.
Yeah.
I feel like I would do a great job because I'd be like.
That's totally true. Like,
you know, that's why getting big things are great, because all of a sudden then the next big thing you get that is maybe slightly less
unless
big.
Unless you bomb the big thing horribly, yeah. Which I always feel
bad.
That I'll do.
Did you see it?
I did watch your set.
Ate it.
I actually watched your set. When we were in Montreal, you were the one that told me to get the big donut.
Yeah.
And I got it, and I ate it in bed while watching your comedy set. And it was a fantastic
night.
I
hope that's how most people watched it, in bed eating a donut.
Anyway, the hot chick of the week, she was Playmate of the Year this year. So I feel like, hey, you should know about her if you don't. She is just a brunette with big tits and nice
good
lips.
For her, though, overcoming not being blonde.
Yeah. It's really, yeah, thank you.
And watch because it seems like Hefner's got a thing for the blondes.
It does, and...
Well, maybe his eyesight's getting, like, darker or something.
Raquel did it. And having a weird name, which I can totally...
Can I see what she looks like?
Yes, you can.
Do you post a picture on the... Do you have a...
No, but I should. At the very least, Instagram her. But what are your thoughts? Just want to flip through her photos and tell us what you think of Raquel.
Well, this one cuts off her whole face and is just her boobs.
But they're... I mean, it's not naked boobs. They're not naked. They're just...
Is she...
Is it weird to talk right now about a thing that I wanted to tweet but didn't?
A thing that you wanted to tweet but didn't?
Yeah.
Wow. So podcast really did just take another step down the hierarchy of comedy.
What do you think of Raquel?
Oh, she's a very pretty lady. Well, this one, you can see her butt a little bit.
Let's see.
She's on the phone. Oh, this is the cover of Playboy. Good for her, cover of Playboy. She's on the phone, and her underwear is falling down a little bit.
Oh, yeah. See, her cover is great.
Yeah, it's a good cover.
It's a great cover.
It's like kind of tongue-in-cheek, too.
Yeah, and I like the curlers and the hair. It's very housewife. It's a throwback.
That's how my girlfriend talks on the phone at home.
How?
With her underwear down, facing the other way on the bed, looking at me.
You know
behind.
What? I think I'm going to put on a little show tonight for someone. I'm just kidding.
No,
I hate myself.
You reenact that photo and you sit. You pose in a freeze frame with a cut with the magazine on the bed. And your boyfriend comes home. He's like, "Ooh, for me."
All I have to do is like take off a jacket, and I'm already there.
Yeah. My girlfriend can put on a jacket and we're already there. I don't care. As long as she's there.
What else? Oh, you know what I kind of want to talk about? And this is a little controversial, so watch out, world.
All right. I'm ready.
You may not have been hip to this because you weren't in LA at the time, but there is an Amber Alert that we all got sent to our phones. Did you hear about this?
I don't think so.
So everyone in LA got, which this happens when I was in New York, I got like a weather alert to my phone, which I've never had happen.
I don't think I've ever had that happen.
Okay, well,
I was
thanks, Adam.
There for the earthquake, though, last year.
What earthquake?
We had an earthquake in, you guys do not give a shit.
No.
There's no way that
yeah.
This is going to sound...
Quake. We call them quakes.
Yeah.
We call them e-quakes.
But how do you know it was? How do you know it was the Earth? we had an earthquake. Where it wasn't in? Didn't it? Maybe it was around D.C. or somewhere. Was actually where the what's it called? The focal point. What do you call it?
Oh, I don't.
The epicenter. There's got to be like a word for where the earthquake comes from.
Center of the Earth.
Center of the earthquake, the earthquake equator, the earth equator.
Earthquake Central.
Yeah, Earthquake Central, ground zero of the earthquake. But it went all the way up to New York. I was in, it was at like 3 p.m. I was in the shower and my whole like tub started rocking back and forth. And
that's kind of scary.
It was pretty scary.
I always have phantom earthquakes. Like I always think there's an earthquake and then I
like
check Twitter and Facebook and there's not an earthquake. I'm just shaking inside.
It is weird that you check Twitter and Facebook first. But
it is because I feel like some dumb person will be like, is the world shaking?
You get like a phantom earthquake, like you get like a phantom phone ring in your pocket.
Yeah, those are terrible. But
which are worse?
What's... I wish that everyone could see the face that he just made because it was so real and funny. Wait, I want to tell you about this Amber Alert. So there's an Amber Alert, which is like if there's a missing child, we're going to get these alerts to our phones.
Oh,
now.
Yeah, we get. I haven't got one in my phone.
Yeah, I think it's a new system. I don't know. But so this guy, he burnt down a woman's house and took her two children. Then they found out that he only took the teenage daughter, the 16-year-old girl, Hannah Anderson, I think. And
Anderson.
Anderson,
for
sure.
Do you do like celebrity couple names like that? Do you do that with Amber Alerts?
So anyway, so they found him and her. And they killed him, and now they have her, and she's safe. But this guy, like, allegedly burnt down her mom's house, killed her mom and brother.
Bringing the room down.
To me, when I hear that a 16-year-old girl has run away with her dad's older friend, I think those two are dating, right? Am I just spreading?
When you read it like a headline like that? Where it's 16-year-old runs away with dad's older friend?
He captured her, that's what they're saying. I think that they're fucking and they're a thing. And then today, they just revealed on CNN.com that there were letters found written to him from her. So, Amber Alert away all you want, but these two are having an Amber Alert love affair at our expense, a text notification charge.
How much do you get charged for that text?
I don't know. I guess... a family plan.
I guess you can
I pay my portion of it, but
more upset about an Amber Alert if you don't have like an unlimited text plan.
Right.
And that's the real issue.
Yeah, that is the issue. It's like, make sure they're not lovers before you send me an alert about it.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with that. I think that's cool. I think that they will make a great Lifetime
movie.
16-year-old
and your dad's friend?
Yeah.
I don't think that's... Oh, I don't know. Good for the dad's friend, I guess, right?
Well, he's dead now in a forest.
Oh, so that guy's dead?
Yeah. I don't know. Am I the only one that paid attention to this news story?
I don't know anything about this news story.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm not good with topical stuff.
That's fine. You know, that's okay. I'm not good with it either, apparently, because I explained it terribly. But it's really fun and exciting when you think that there's some shady sex happening.
So when you get an Amber Alert, though, do they send you, like, Amber updates?
No, there are no updates. You have to find the updates yourself.
Get, like, a text on your phone and then...
They hook you with the text and then you have to seek out the rest of the story.
They can make some money off that. They could be like, if you want to follow the story, like, text back star Amber or whatever. And then it costs, like, 99 cents per thing. And then there's a whole industry in there.
Yeah, I know. So get in early and get out early.
Yeah.
Am I right? This
geotech stop.
Are you just bombarded by like stockbrokers in New York? Like, is it just all business Wall Street dudes?
No, I never go to Wall Street.
Oh, you have to go to Wall Street.
There's
for
not
that.
Like a bunch of like shows on Wall Street.
The thing that I noticed,
or there's no reason to go to Wall Street unless you work on Wall Street.
When I was in New York. This year, I went to Chipotle and I ended up talking to the girls.
Because you needed to find something familiar.
Yeah, I always go to Chipotle wherever I am. And the girls were like, oh my God, you're a comedian. And they were like so excited, like, you're our homegirl. And I was like,
well, they didn't, but you told them at Chipotle you were a comedian.
I did. But here's the thing. If I told someone in LA at Chipotle I was a comedian, they would like be a comedian. Like there were real people in New York that were like interested and wanted to, which I always find like, I'm like, oh. No big deal, you guys. Like, I'm just a famous comedian that drinks coffee.
You're getting coffee at Chipotle? That's a weird place to get coffee.
No, that's a new thing. Then.
I was at the first thing I ever did on TV ever, which is like an embarrassing thing, was I was on the Tyra Banks show.
What? For what? Are you
with
kidding?
Comedians. Do you know? I'll name two other comedians and tell me if you know them. Sean O'Connor.
I do.
And Sean Patton.
I do. I know both of them.
The three of us.
Sean Patton is a past Weird Adults podcast guest.
Oh, that's good. We were on the Tyra Banks show together.
Doing what?
Like 6 years or 7 years ago.
Pretty cool.
An episode where this like really shy girl was looking to get out of her shell, so we all went on dates with her. It was really
that's awesome.
Silly. It was like fun. It's you can find. I think you can find it online.
Was she cute?
No.
Oh.
But after that episode aired, I got recognized in a pizza place by a very loud woman who made a big deal in the pizza place. Was like, everybody, this guy was on. This man was on Tyra this week, and it was very embarrassing.
That sounds like.
But I don't think that would happen in L.A.
That would not happen in L.A., no.
In New York also. But what happens in New York is one person cares a lot and then everybody else doesn't give. Nobody cares.
You're a loser. Yeah.
Nobody else cared.
One
person in the pizza place came up to me to give me her card to tell me that she's looking to get into wardrobe. And if I could pass that along to Tyra, she'd love to do wardrobe
for
Tyra.
That's so amazing.
So I did.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I did once see Kirstie Alley at a grocery store, and she was acting like a mess.
Was she buying? Unhealthy foods
I
or
don't
healthy foods?
Remember, she was just acting psychotic. Mm. But I met Paula Abdul last week, and she was fucking hot and cool.
Yeah, I bet she looks all right. I saw Andrew WK in a Whole Foods.
Who's that?
What? Andrew WK part is a party hard guy.
Who's that?
He parties hard.
Oh, what?
He's a musician, but all his music's about partying hard.
Partying. You know, it's
literally every one of his songs is about partying. And I don't know, I can't tell from your expression if you think that's awesome or not, but it's really awesome.
I don't think it's awesome.
It's really awesome.
God,
I promise.
Are so interesting. I love that you're into metal and weird stuff.
Andrew WK
is
not like, you should listen to Andrew WK. I feel like everyone, this pretty mainstream stuff. This isn't like an obscure band.
I don't think you're lying to me.
Yeah.
I believe you. I trust you. I feel like we have to wrap up soon, and I wish that I want to get to know you more. What do we do? How do we? What?
See, this is how I. That's how I get girls to hit on me.
How? By being mysterious?
Yeah. Should leave them wanting more.
Have you ever been hit on by a girl?
Yeah.
That sounded mean. But how did? What is it?
Constantly.
What does it go like?
Do you want to hear the worst hitting on story?
Yeah.
Can we get dirty on this podcast?
Yes,
a little bit? Okay,
of course.
I'm sorry. This is like I'm not going to get into the whole story.
Do it.
Because I'm not going to do a bit for you. But
you fucking animal, do our bit for us.
I think I was in Austin and I was doing a bit on stage that is probably the dirtiest bit I have, but I promise it's not just for dirty value. But I do a bit about how a girl threw up on it. She threw up on it, right? And I got into the bit, and the bit went well and stuff. And part of the bit is I'll do a thing where I'll be like, when you hear gagging, it's like, all right. But then when you're covered in like six, I already drank vodka and cranberry juices, we were drunk, it's not so great anymore or whatever. And I get into a thing about how kind of gross it is. This is not making it sound funny, but I promise it's funny.
I will interject that I know someone that would not have a problem with having throw up on him.
Oh, see, it's not.
And I will clarify that's not me. I'm not a part of that story.
Well, part of the bit is that at first, before you realize what happened, it is just this like warm gush. And you're like, oh, that feels pretty good. What is that? I like that. And then you see what happens and you immediately turn into like, oh, no, I hope I'm not into that, because that's like a whole different thing. But so I did the bit. And then after the show, a girl came up to me outside the show and was like, hi, if you're into that, like I will do that. And I was like, where in the bit did you think I was into that? I didn't say I was into that. I made a joke about how, like, it'd be really weird if you were into that. But she's like, well, I would do that. I'm bulimic, so I already throw up a lot. So, like, I wouldn't have a problem with it. And then she opened her mouth to, like, show me her teeth. Because I guess when you throw up a lot, the acid or whatever, fucks up your teeth.
Right.
So, but her teeth didn't look that bad, really. So all I said was, it doesn't look like it, but I realized I said it right after she said, okay. I'm getting the story wrong. No,
time's
whatever.
Up. I'm just kidding. Keep
she,
going.
Okay. So she shows me the thing. So she shows me her teeth and she had just told me she's bulimic. And what I said was, it's not working for you. Like, and what I meant was, it's not working for you, like you hitting on me like this is going to work. But she took that it's not working for you as like the bulimia is not working for you. And she got really mad at me.
I don't understand how it's not working for you meant that this approach of hitting on me.
Because she was trying to show me the bulimia thing, and with her teeth, she was like trying to prove, like, look, see. And I was like, this isn't working for you.
Oh God, that is so mean. That is way meaner than the bulimia not working.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's because I don't mind being called fat, but like, if someone was like, this isn't working for you, that's the meanest thing anyone could say. If I'm like, look, hi, here I am, I'm so pretty, and you're like, this isn't working for you.
Yeah, but no one would say that to that approach. That approach is fine. Well, I mean, it's kind
of
cocky.
To be clear, I put my hands in my hair and fluffed it up.
Yeah, shampoo
I herbal essenced it up.
Yeah, go herbal essence that guy. He's really into you. But no, but that would be, yeah, I guess, actually, I could say that to somebody if that wasn't working. Because it's silly. Because what you're doing is silly.
It's crazy that you would say that. It's so funny. I mean, crazier that she was like, look,
she's going, hey, I want to throw up on your dick.
Yeah, that's insane.
Look, I'm bulimic. Look how fucked up my teeth are.
And
I go, hi, this isn't working
$1 million question, was she hot?
No.
Okay. if she was hot, would you have let it happen?
No.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, come up to my hotel and I know going in that you're going to throw up on me.
I guess you definitely don't want to kiss that mouth.
No, kissing never came up.
Does that mean you guys kissed?
Who?
You and bulimic teeth girl.
No.
Okay.
Me and the girl that threw up on me did.
That girl. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about the girl that wants to throw up on you.
Yeah.
To this day. She has a vision board of your photo and little pieces of grossness.
I would love to get that vision board and make it my album cover. No, she wasn't. But like, no, I don't know what. I mean, I guess the type of dude would be into that. But no, I wouldn't go into a hookup knowing ahead of time like you're gonna get thrown up on.
Well,
that's not a fetish I'd be into.
What? Couldn't you like negotiate? Like, well, I don't actually like being thrown up on, but I like blowjobs. So let's just do that part. I feel like I would have negotiated that. No? Were you just too disgusted at the proposition?
I didn't even consider that.
That's weird.
She was offering to throw up on me.
And you could have just taken the other part.
Yeah, but this is a... I'm not going to go hook up with a girl going in knowing that all I know about her is she's like, I heard that guy do the throw up bit. The type of girl that goes up to a guy and his first line is, hey, if you want to be thrown up on, I'll do that. And then tells me she's got bulimia. She's probably got more issues than I can deal with.
Yeah, that's true. One of my friends said he liked a girl a lot and she immediately told him that she was bipolar. And he was like,
I get into that?
Yeah, he was like, even if she was, it wouldn't be a big deal. But just telling me, it's like... You don't want to know.
I mean, I guess it's cool and it's, you know, hey, throw it all out right up front.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think that that's a good approach. I think you got to hide stuff for at least 3 months.
Yeah.
So.
How long have I been? I've been with my girlfriend a few years. I think we've hidden most of it. No, we haven't hidden. Hey,
three
that guy was at the show
time.
I did last night. There's people getting here.
Oh, there are people getting here for the next podcast. It's not my podcast. Don't worry. I'm not cheating on you.
No.
Podcast-wise.
We do, my podcast, we do 4 in a day.
Oh, that's cray.
And
who's your co-host?
What's it called?
Where do we find it?
I do a podcast called Butt Talk.
That's insane.
It's the world's number one, number two podcast. It's all about butts. You can find it on iTunes and stuff. Butt Talk with Adam Newman and Nate Fernald. And we just talk about... anything about butts or poop or any of that stuff, and we'll do like 4 in a day, which is fun because by the first one it's like fun, and then by the second one it's like we're getting into it, and then by the third one we're kind of loopy, and then by the fourth one we're completely exhausted.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good. My stomach also doesn't sound good.
I heard that one.
I know, that one was pretty embarrassing.
I bet the mics picked that one up.
Yeah, I hope so, you guys. So I think we're wrapping it up. We've had Adam Newman. He's been fantastic. I adore him.
I like this podcast. It's loose.
It's so loose. Everything about me is just so loose.
We didn't have to do it. You didn't set up any bits.
No, although the hot chick, I mean, we're real loose with our bits. And I did forget a bit. It's the Kate update. Kate Upton update. And my only update with Kate Upton is a personal update. And that is that I truly long to wear a vial of her blood around my neck.
Vial of her blood?
Yeah, I feel that that's what I need to be whole. So, but that's all. That's all for the Kate update this week.
Jeez.
Sorry to throw that on
that
you when
dark.
You thought that things were cool.
Why do you want her blood around your neck?
I just think she's got what it takes, and I want her blood near me.
I'm trying to think if there's anybody's blood I would want.
Yeah, do you have like an idol or a sports guy?
Oh, maybe like a sports guy, yeah. Oh, man, like if I could get like some Bo Jackson blood around my neck, that would be pretty cool.
Okay. I don't know who that is, but I'm going to say...
Bo Jackson? Oh, man, he was a football and baseball star at the same time. It's pretty good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone out there has access to these bloods, please contact us on Twitter. Me, I'm at Little Esther. Adam is...
@Adam_Newman.
Okay. You guys, thanks for listening. Adam, is there anything else you want to talk about? Say where we can find you, promote, any, just a shout out to mom or dad.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Hey to mom and dad.
Okay. I like it.
Everything else is on the internet.
All right, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Creepy little Esther. Stupid little
the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.